here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network at the 2019 Farm Progress Show and talking to the folks at Bayer. I'm right now with Lance Tarchiani, and he is an agronomist out here in Illinois. Lance, how's it going today?
It's going great. Going to be some beautiful weather for a Farm Progress Show and a little bit of mud, but temperatures will be very nice.
So talking agronomy, and boy, it's been a challenging year, not just here in Illinois, not just for us in Iowa. It's been going on all over the Corn Belt, really challenging this year.
That's right. That was what was there's challenges every year somewhere, but what made this year unique was from Nebraska to Ohio and Missouri to Minnesota, it was a tough spring and a tough summer and just really been a super rough year.
So what kind of things now with the rain that we've had through, and it's been an abnormally wet year going on, not like heavy flooding, but there has been some, but, you know, it's just been constant rain. What kind of challenges are they seeing out in the fields right now?
Well, we started off with a, you know, near record wet spring and very few days that were fit for field work. Resulted in a lot of crops getting planted in June and into mid-June before we were able to finish planting. Then we turned off dry for the summer, so we had that, you know, near record wet spring followed by a below normal average rainfall summer. We've been getting some moisture here the last two or three weeks, which is very beneficial. But, you know, we were worried when we were mudding crops in the spring, you know, what's going to happen if it turns off dry. And that's what happened. So we're dealing with stresses of, you know, late planting, stresses of, you know, wet saturated soils early that dried out late, shallow rooted crops. You know, the surface got really dry here late in the summer. And, you know, just a lot of stress due to that.
So in those shallow-rooted crops, we saw a lot of that on the crop tour, a lot of stands that weren't necessarily the greatest out there. I mean, what kind of things are farmers – I mean, it's not a lot to do for that, but what kind of things can they be kind of expecting going forward here to the harvest?
Yeah, I think the one thing I would say to expect is a lot of variability. There's going to be huge variation from field to field, and there'll be tremendous amount of variability within a field. I think we'll have a lot of fields that – you know, have a 200 bushel range of yield within the field. There'll be, you know, drowned out areas that are zero, and then the well-drained good parts of the field will probably be 200 plus bushel. And, you know, you'll see a lot of that variation. I think there'll be, you know, there's obviously going to be a lot of late maturing crops. This cool weather that we're enjoying now is very comfortable here at the show, but not getting the heat units that we would normally get for a day in August. And, you know, I'm not particularly concerned about frost in our part of the world, but I know as you go north, certainly that's a consideration. Our main concern has been how dry it's been through the summer and not necessarily frost, but we're going to be dealing with a lot of high moisture grain this fall, be a lot of expense for drying and probably some logistical challenges trying to get that crop dried this fall.
How about disease pressure? I know the crops, a lot of them got in late, but the diseases have been arriving right on time. Are the diseases giving us that much more pressure because of the fact that the plants are going to be exposed that much longer to it in their life cycle?
I was very concerned about the late planted corn. You know, diseases tend to develop based on calendar date and environmental conditions, not necessarily growth stage. And so I was concerned that late planted corn would get hit much earlier in its life cycle by diseases and suffer a lot more. As it turns out, the way we dried out in the summer, you know, that kind of reduced the disease pressure a little bit that we were experiencing. So, you know, we've got some gray leaf spot, which is normal for us, not a tremendous heavy pressure. We were worried about southern rust, but that really hasn't become an issue yet. A little bit of tar spot in the tar spot geography. But, you know, so far, knock on wood, you know, hasn't been as bad as last year. There's still time for that to blow up in that late planted corn. And this cool, wetter weather that we're having now is actually pretty good conditions for tar spot. So I do think there is a little bit of a watch out on that. But so far, from a foliar disease standpoint, the crop's pretty healthy. And I think that's, you know, some of what's been observed in the greenness of the crop. And, you know, it's green primarily because it's young, not because it's good necessarily. And I think a lot of people are assuming green is good and, you know, green's better than not green. But, you know, just because that June planted corn is pretty green doesn't mean it's going to be, you know, as good as it maybe looks like it's going to be.
So is it really basically a lot of maturity issues that we're really going to be coming down to the wire on here, not more so than disease and weed pressure maybe?
That's my opinion, yes. I think you know, weed control generally has been pretty good. It was challenging to get applications made timely, but, you know, weed control is not too bad. We've got relatively good stands in these fields. We've got relatively healthy crops. We've been getting enough moisture here lately to, I think, get the crop to maturity. The question is, you know, when's it going to finish? You know, and when corn matures in early to mid-October, you know, even if it does beat the frost, if you've got 32% corn in October, you know, if it's a cool, damp October, November, you're not going to have a lot of great conditions for field drying, and you're going to have a lot of high moisture corn to deal with. So, you know, we need to hope for continued good moisture, you know, to finish the crop off. It would be nice to have a warm fall with a later than average frost. And then, you know, it would be really nice to have a warm, dry October, November to allow for as much field drying as possible. That'd be the ideal scenario to make the most out of the situation that we're in.
Yeah, I know. I talked to a farmer last week who said, I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to get to know my propane dealer on a first-name basis.
Yeah, we, you know, especially in central Illinois where I work, there's a lot of years we don't dry hardly any corn because, you know, we get stuff planted early. Corn usually black layers in late August or early September. You've got all kinds of heat, dry days. It's almost like being in a corn dryer when it's 90 degrees and low humidity and breezy and sunny. But we're going to mature a lot later than normal this year, and I think that's going to be a reality a lot of people are going to have to deal with. That, you know, we're going to be drying almost every bushel this year, and some years we don't dry hardly any.
All right, well, Lance, thank you very much for taking the time to visit with us.
You bet. Thank you.
We'll continue our coverage from the Farm Progress Show here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.